In a week that saw both Mick and Jane broadcasting from home isolating, Mick finally realised he had key items missing from his place.
I don't have a freezer. I did not know that. So anyway, on the weekend, I was with my boys and I said, look, there's a chance we may be locked down for 14 days. Let's go down to Coles, buy as much as we can. And they went, okay, Dad. Ran around, came back with two large bottles of flavoured milk, an Easter egg and a loaf of bread. And I went, well done, boys.
Well, they take after their dad. That's what you have normally.
The homeschooling continued at Jane's.
I got four high school students, Mick, here. They could wear civvies. They got to sleep in half an hour later because they didn't have to catch public transport to get to school. Showered and dressed, yummy breakfast, recess comes, out they go, bit of basketball. They will not want to go back to school.
Did you find anyone smoking out the back?
That was me.
Adam Rosenbach's called in to tell us how he's coping with the isolation.
I'm not too bad. I spent the day at Bondi Beach, so that was fun.
Caller Wayne had this prediction for 9 months' time.
He did all this self-isolation with the Dangerous Dave bed thing, the digger, digger, dig. He said there'll be like a baby boom in 9 or 10 months.
Coronababy.
Gen X or Gen Y. It'll be the coronials.
And another caller, James, was looking even further ahead.
13 and a bit years, those coronials will become the quarantines.
Quarantines.
Jane provided serving suggestions for Mick's sparse fridge.
Vegemite, margarine, three cheese slices.
That?
Grapes, half a tin of seeded mustard, two packs of tiny titties.
Put the pan on the stove and just use a bit of your margarine. Make a cheese and Vegemite sandwich. Then you can sit down and peel a grape. Crumble some tiny titties on some peeled grapes. Pour over the strawberry milk.
And it's like a crumble.
You could probably pass that off at Beautemont for like some fancy dish or a Heston Blumenthal. Yeah. Oh, going back to childhood memory dish.
Yeah. Caller Russell also requested assistance.
Mate, I've got a leg of ham.
From Christmas?
Christmas 2018.
Oh. Yeah, so look, I know you can get aged meat, just to be concerned with the age. Got anything else in your fridge?
I've got eggs, tomatoes, bloody Neapolitanas. That's the brand of tomato, not the fruit.
This has got omelette written all over it.
By the middle of the week, the reality of self-isolation was starting to hit Mick.
Jane, I'm struggling and finding I'm sending less dick pics these days.
People don't think about that.
Mick and his dick pics,
everyone.
We checked in on one of our show faves, Denise Scott.
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Denise?
Yeah. Aren't you on air?
Can we pick you up something? Like, can we do some shopping? Or
do you need any bread or any milk?
So is this saying that I'm 85 years old? Mick, look, let's get real here. You're not that much younger than me.
I had to.
With the PM delivering the now watered-down Stage 2 restrictions Tuesday night...
Beauty therapy won't be able to continue. Hairdressers to no more than 30 minutes.
If Macaulay Cash was there... Tell you what, it takes more than 30 minutes to do that helmet.
It's quite the do, isn't it?
You're going to see a bunch of real hairy hippie chicks. There will be no more Brazilians.
Probably a good time to be self-isolating away from the ladies. Gents, can you do half and comb over?
Andy Lee called in from his silent war with partner Beck.
It's over the house heating. She likes the house a bit hot and I don't like it that hot. There's this part where I've been going around and turning it down and she's been going around and turning it up, but I've never seen her turn it up so far today.
This is
Andy,
be
it's
a
not the day to be going women. They've just found out they can't go to the hairdresser for longer than 30 minutes. Yeah. Let her have her heat.
And with the reversal of the controversial hair regulations the very next day, Federal Minister Macaulay Cash called in.
Scotty unfortunately did not consult me before he's gone and assumed a hairdresser, which is a trade, a very important trade. 30 minutes is insufficient to wash, blow dry and style a woman's hair. I've been known to rip through a large can of Richard Hudnut or a L'Oreal Elnett in one sitting alone.
Business was down for Steve the Gigolo.
More business has been decimated.
How many women would you normally see per week?
It's only two or three, but also there's nowhere to meet. I usually meet in bars and restaurants. Phone sex is about the only thing you could really...
That's what you're effectively having with Jane right now. You should charge Jane for this.
We caught up with Greta on Skype.
Bringing it through now. Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mikael. How are you? That's what you look like.
And despite some coronavirus fears, managed to perform a cover of Powderfinger's Sunsets as covered by Andy Lee and his brother Cam.
Sunsets over the beaches. Well, the beaches are all gone, aren't they?
Because that's not our fault.
That's the old people's fault.
But let's finish this week in review with yet another check-in on one of our older friends of the show.
Hello.
Tommy Gleisner.
Who's this?
It's Mick Malloy. Tony, I'm not with Jay.
Hey, Tom, this is all Mick's idea.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mick.
You're good?
Yeah.
Is there anything we could do for you? I'm just thinking, do you need anything? Do you need, like...
Oh, I see where this is going.
It's special to us, and we'd hate to lose you in these...
What? How old do you think I am? I am robust. I was up early this morning. I woke up 1.5 metres from my wife, which is fairly normal. And I'm out. I'm walking the dogs.
You don't walk the dogs.
I've got an app on my phone. It shows me how many steps I've done every day, how many falls I've had. It's, this is disgraceful. And also, I've told you not to ring me during Millionaire Hot Seat. Come on.